The evidence base for mindfulness. At many mindfulness conferences, I've heard leaders in the field of mindfulness extol the necessity of providing the empirical basis for the benefits of mindfulness when presenting it to new or wary audiences. In his Reflections upon the Development of MBSR, Kabat-Zinn 2011 muses upon his own experiences as he attempted to increase the awareness and application of mindfulness in the 1980s. In a testament to his success here, by 1985, the Journal of Behavioral Medicine had published the report of a study into the benefits of MBSR for the self-regulation of chronic pain. That's Kabat-Zinn, Lipworth and Burney, 1985. As the number of publications increased from the year 2000, it was evidence that the majority of published articles concerned the benefits of various mindfulness-based interventions designed for specific contexts and populations. That's Black 2013 and 2018. Grossman et al. 2004 concluded that the growing evidence base supported the hypothesis that mindfulness had a positive influence upon mental and physical health. The power of such evidence is best seen with MBCT, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which has been included in the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, that's NICE, guidelines since 2004 and is currently recommended by the NHS. Benefits for stress, anxiety and depression. In a comprehensive meta-analysis covering 12,145 diverse participants from 209 studies, Corey et al. 2013a conclude that mindfulness-based therapies are especially effective for stress, anxiety and depression. Results also indicate that MBIs are at least as effective as cognitive behavioural therapy and pharmacological treatments. Where growth in mindfulness is directly measured, results show an increase following the mindfulness-based intervention, as would be expected. Importantly for this thesis, the authors state that there is strong correlation between gains in mindfulness and the clinical outcomes reported. In another systematic review and meta-analysis of MBIs in healthcare, Gotting et al. 2015 report that MBSR and MBCT significantly improve depressive symptoms. And this was in 2,814 people in that meta-analysis, found improvements in anxiety, that's 2,525 participants, stress, which was 1,570, and quality of life, which was 511. Physical functioning too, that was found in 1,015 participants. Various measures of mindfulness and health or well-being were used in the studies reviewed, but all were standardised. Inclusion criteria for an analysis also includes a control comparison, either in the form of a wait list, treatment as usual, or active treatment group. These two features add rigour to the findings that growth in mindfulness produced improvements in the health and well-being areas reported. In terms of depression specifically, Lenz, Hall and Smith 2015 report that MBCT is effective from a meta-analysis of 31 studies, which had a total of 2,352 participants. A large effect size is reported for MBCT compared to wait list or no intervention controls. Compared to alternative treatment controls, MBCT yielded a moderate effect size. The authors therefore conclude that mindfulness interventions, in the form of MBCT here, led to significant reductions in the reporting of depressive symptoms and that this occurred during the intervention and was evident beyond it too. Taken together, the findings from meta-analysis studies presented here support the argument advocated for in this thesis, being that growth in mindfulness has a causal relationship with improvements in stress, anxiety, and depression. Other clinical benefits. Vihoff et al. 2016 conducted a meta-analysis upon mindfulness interventions for chronic pain. 25 randomized controlled trials were included, covering 1,285 patients. Medium and large effect sizes were found for related anxiety and pain interference. Although acceptance commitment therapy was found to be most successful, the authors conclude that mindfulness-based interventions provide effective alternatives to other treatment methods currently employed. Interestingly, again, the effect of the MBIs was also reported to remain following the program. A meta-analysis of acceptance commitment therapy specifically revealed that it is, quote, more effective than treatment as usual or placebo, and that, quote, it may be as effective in treating anxiety disorders, depression, addictive and somatic health problems as established psychological interventions. That's from A. Jajaka et al., 2015, page 30. This conclusion emerged from the analysis of 39 randomized controlled studies covering 1,821 participants. An interesting addition to the study was that acceptance commitment therapy was found effective compared to psychological placebo conditions, although it's not clear how this was defined or operationalized in the study. Alongside ACT, acceptance commitment therapy, another second generation mindfulness-based intervention to receive empirical attention, is dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT. From an analysis of five randomized controlled trials with a total number of participants of 247, sufferers of borderline personality disorder, and it was concluded that DBT was effective for self-destructive behavior and improving patients' compliance. That's Panos et al. 2013. As is evident in this latter study mentioned just, mindfulness interventions have also been applied to other psychological problems. Corey et al. 2013b reported a meta-analysis on MBIs for psychosis or schizophrenia. A wide range of MBIs were included in the search criteria and yielded 13 studies covering 468 patients. Results suggested that MBIs are moderately effective in treating the negative symptoms of schizophrenia, but less so for the positive symptoms. Interestingly, levels of mindfulness, acceptance, and compassion were strong moderating factors, suggesting once more that increases in mindfulness are associated with the clinical benefits found. Problems arising from work-induced stress have also been studied. In this area, Hulshager et al. 2012 used a mixed methods approach to study diary entries of 219 participants before employing an experimental field study with 64 participants, and they wanted to investigate emotional exhaustion and job satisfaction. Findings indicate that mindfulness is effective in reducing burnout and promoting job satisfaction. Interestingly, the mindfulness practice introduced to the intervention condition of the field experiment is self-directed in nature, yet still had a significant impact. In a related follow-up study that is also relevant to learners on mindfulness courses, Hulshiger et al. 2014 studied the impact of mindfulness upon sleep quality, detachment from work and recovery during the work week. From the analysis of diary entries, they conclude that increased mindfulness is related to improved sleep quality and detachment from work in the evenings. Further, this detachment remained high during the working week, suggesting a mediating influence upon recovery. Another salient area for learners of the mindfulness courses is often about weight management and eating. Concerning this, the philosophy and practice of mindfulness eating are explored in week 9 of the course being studied. In this area, a recent review by Carrière et al. 2017 analysed 19 studies covering 1,160 participants suffering from obesity. MBSR, MBCT and mindfulness-based eating awareness training programmes were included in the review. And from the study selected, the authors conclude that, quote, MBIs are moderately to largely effective in reducing weight loss and improving obesity-related eating behaviours. Although average weight loss was modest at post-treatment, around 3.3% of initial body weight, it continued to decrease in weight at follow-up, around 3.5%. This is encouraging and highlights the potential of using mindfulness training to support weight loss and its maintenance. That's from page 12. Other benefits, general well-being, spirituality and the self. Researchers have also been interested in the impact of mindfulness on non-clinical, personal and or spiritual dimensions. Chiesa and Ceretti, 2009, studied the effects of the MBSR upon healthy individuals in terms of stress, spirituality, rumination, empathy and self-compassion. Mindfulness found to be effective for each of these dimensions, although the authors note that the active ingredients of the MBSR in relation to the varied aspects of these dimensions cannot be ascertained from their study. It can, however, be concluded that healthy people who are learning about and practicing mindfulness gain benefits in many areas of their lives. These findings are supported by a more recent meta-analysis by Corey et al. 2015, who reviewed 28 studies concerning healthy individuals, and the total participants were 2,668. Focusing upon MBSR programs once more, results showed significant effects for stress, anxiety, depression, distress, burnout, and quality of life. Interestingly, and in line with previous findings presented here, the effects were maintained at an average of 19 weeks following the completion of the program. Once more, though, the most effective components of the MBSR for the individual dimensions remain undiscovered and provide a crucial area for future research. The positive impact of mindfulness upon healthy individuals, however, does seem well established and strengthens the arguments that mindfulness-based programs that span the spectrums of intentions and outcomes proposed by Crane. In a discussion of mindfulness and the self, Carson and Langer 2006 conclude that cultivation of mindfulness is related to greater self-acceptance. This seems to be the product of a change of perception and a shift in attention away from the internal or external judgments towards the novel distinctions of moment-to-moment experience. This allows the person to live authentically in the moment with their cognitive, affective and behavioural responses being more appropriate to the immediate environment. This authenticity then allows the person to greater accept themselves and each moment, thus reducing the ego defences that protect a fragile self-esteem. From this state, the person has a clearer perception of themselves and their current experience, thus allowing the appropriateness of their responses to be further increased. The notion of the constant refreshing of perception from Casamatsu and Hirai 1973 is a central theme of mindfulness and features specifically in the detachment or non-attachment practices of sitting meditation. In my experience, it is the core element of the transformative process of mindfulness. It's also one of the most difficult components of mindfulness meditation, however, as the ego defense mechanisms and habitual responses of the mind are very resistant to change. With consistent practice, a person can journey towards a deeper understanding of the changing nature of one's bodily and mental states so as to free our minds from the habits and tendencies that bind us to suffering. And that's a quote from Dreyfus, 2011, page 43. From another study that explored the relationship between mindfulness and facets of the self, Bernie Specker and Carlson, 2009, examined the impact of the MBSR on self-compassion, empathy, mood disturbance, and spirituality. In this study, the MAAS, which is the Mindfulness Awareness and Acceptance Scale, was used as a measure of mindfulness, and a range of standardized instruments were employed to measure other facets. From the data analyzed, significant findings were reported for increases in mindfulness itself, self-compassion, and spirituality. Significant reductions were also found for symptoms of mood disturbance. In terms of empathy, significant increases in perspective taking were accompanied by significant decreases in personal distress. Overall, the authors conclude that, quote, individuals high in self-compassion also tended to have high levels of spirituality and mindfulness and exhibit low levels of stress symptoms and mood disturbance. That's page 365. With the benefits of mindfulness in relation to issues concerning the self being established, and along with the findings that low ego involvement is a feature of flow experiences, the field of positive psychology has also incorporated mindfulness into its models and techniques. According to Csikszentmihalyi, 1990, the state of flow is described by the several specific properties of experience. These are, number one, a high degree of concentration on the present moment. Number two, the loss of self-consciousness or ego barriers. Number three, the merging of action and awareness. Four, having a clear goal in which there is immediate feedback and reward. Five, a sense of control over the situation. And six, a transformed perception of time. When considering these properties, the relationship with mindfulness becomes clear. My experience of teaching mindfulness, learners have often reported such properties of experience following a guided meditation, and particularly the body scan and other detachment practices. The most commonly reported property was the alteration of the perception of time, and I often use this to reinforce the practice and experience by referring to it as a marker of the mindful state. There remains some debate as to whether mindfulness produces the flow state or whether it acts as a primer to move from the active mind, which is mindfulness, to the transcendental flow mind. But the association is one that I felt warranted inclusion in the curriculum of the courses that I cover. Baer et al. 2006 provide a useful summary of variables that have been shown to be correlated with mindfulness. Both the variables and mindfulness were measured using existing specific standardized instruments. And from this, an increase in mindfulness is associated with the following variables, but also some decreases in other variables too. So mindfulness is shown to be correlated with increases in meditative experiences, openness to experience, emotional intelligence, and self-compassion. The more mindful somebody becomes, these variables seem to decrease. Psychological symptoms, neuroticism, thought suppression, difficulties in emotional regulation, dissociation, experiential avoidance, absent-mindedness, and alexithymia.